Chapter 10. Energy Enlightenment. Takeaway. Some time management is inevitable, but you'll accomplish a lot more when you work on your most important and meaningful tasks when you have the most energy, not when you have the most time. Figure out when your prime time is. It's sacred, and it's worth spending wisely. Your prime time in action. After my project found its legs around the time Ted published my interview, more folks wanted to chat with me about productivity. In almost every instance, I was asked what my typical day looked like. At first, I didn't expect to get that question that often, but once I did, it made total sense. I had been experimenting with my daily routine for about a decade until I settled on the one that was the most productive for me. Plus, daily routines are productivity porn in the purest sense of the term. They're easy to read, entertaining, and forgettable. Don't worry, I'll do my best to make this chapter as practical as possible. Plus, I need to redeem myself for speaking about the cosmic origin of time earlier on. After experimenting with quite a few routines over the course of my project, including my wretched one of waking up at 5:30 every morning, I settled into one that let me accomplish the most. My daily routine as I write this a year later is virtually identical. 6:30 to 7 a.m., wake up naturally. 7 a.m. to 9, eat breakfast, work out, meditate, and shower. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., write. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., break. 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., read, conduct and participate in interviews and meetings. 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., leisure time, bed. Although this routine is pretty simple on the surface, a lot of consideration stands behind it. Tracking your time and energy levels for a few weeks is admittedly a pain in the ass, especially when you cut out caffeine, alcohol, and sugar during the process, but the insights that the challenge I suggest in Chapter 4 will give you are incredible and will last decades. If you absolutely cannot stomach the experiment, at the very least, set an hourly chime on your phone and observe how your energy levels fluctuate over the course of the day. After I finished up my meditation experiment, I realized I mainly had three high-impact tasks that produced the most value for my project. Writing articles, conducting productivity experiments, and reading about and researching productivity. The best time of day by far to work on your highest impact tasks is during your biological prime time. The reason for this goes without saying. During your BPT, you bring at least double the energy and focus to whatever it is you're working on. When you work on your highest impact tasks during your prime time, you complete them faster, get more engrossed in them, do a noticeably better job on them, work on them with more resilience, and begin to work smarter instead of just harder. My biological prime time is between 10 to noon and 5 to 8 p.m., and every day during the project, I predominantly did two things with that time: wrote articles for my site and researched productivity. I designed some productivity experiments to simply exist in the background as I worked, like using my smartphone for an hour a day, and others to be my main focus for a week or two, like my meditation experiment. Whenever I was conducting one, I integrated the experiment into my schedule too. After calculating when I had the most energy, I made sure to block off my BPT in my calendar every day, not only to set that time aside for high-impact tasks, but also to keep that time open in case another vital task came my way. Whenever I interviewed a productivity expert, had an important interview myself, gave a talk, hunkered down on one of my three daily tasks, or wanted to bring as much of myself as possible to a commitment that was meaningful, like having dinner with my girlfriend, I did all I could to schedule the event during my prime time. Though interruptions always come up, no one has perfect control over how they spend their time, I quickly realized that my biological prime time was worth spending intelligently and defending religiously. This connection is simple, but incredibly profound. The more important and meaningful tasks and commitments you schedule during your biological prime time, the more influential and meaningful your work and life will become. By the way, here's a quick productivity win for you. Right now, jump into Outlook, iCal, Google Calendar, or whatever your calendar choice is, and block off your BPTs for the next several weeks. Make sure you set a reminder 30 to 15 minutes before your prime time is about to start, and use that as a cue that you're about to hunker down on one of your most important and highest impact tasks. In the moment, you likely already have some days when you effortlessly breeze through your task list and get more done than on any other day. And you likely also have others where, despite doing everything according to plan, you simply aren't able to focus or get stuff done. That's one of the strangest things about productivity, and another thing that makes it elusive. Some days you'll do everything right, and yet you won't have enough energy or focus to do good work. With the daily routine I settled into by the end of my project and still have today, I would meditate, disconnect from the internet, work deliberately, work out, get enough sleep, and unwind after work. Yet some days the stars would align and I found myself writing thousands of words and reading hundreds of pages, while on others I would sit at my desk staring at a blank screen with no energy or will or focus to do either. Knowing your BPT is important, but at the same time, your energy and focus levels will fluctuate in ways you don't expect. Maybe a coworker will run to Starbucks and pick you up a surprise coffee. Or maybe you'll receive a surprise promotion and feel like you're unstoppable for the rest of the day. Or maybe your team takes you out for a big birthday lunch and your energy levels crash for the rest of the afternoon. Regardless of the reason, things happen. And your energy levels and focus aren't 100% predictable. Yesterday, I had my day planned out to a T, but when it came time to quit working for the day, I found that I was on a roll, cranking out a steady stream of words for this book. I didn't want to stop, so I didn't. I had more energy than I expected to, so I decided to stay up later, writing late into the night and sleep in this morning. If you're on a roll on a project, with a ton of energy and focus, and it's 10 p.m., why wouldn't you want to work a bit longer to become more productive when you have the flexibility to do so? On the other hand, if it's 10 p.m. and you have no energy or focus left, your time would likely be best spent heading to bed early, so you can continue working when you have more energy and focus in the morning. This is common sense, of course, but again, common sense isn't always common action. To work more deliberately, awareness is key. It's essential that you become aware of your energy levels so you can spend your energy wisely throughout the day. If having Zen-like awareness doesn't come naturally to you, don't worry. I dedicate an entire section later in the book to awareness and productivity. On days when I find myself having more or less energy than I usually do, I simply write out how much energy, on a scale of 1 to 10, each of my 3 daily tasks will take. This makes it easier to adapt what I'm working on to the amount of energy and focus I have in the moment. As a rule, I try to manage my time as little as possible. And because I take on as few commitments as possible, this lets me adjust as the day goes on. That way I can work on my highest impact tasks when I have the most energy, and my lowest impact tasks when I have the least energy. Over time, I've discovered that while most days follow the natural ebbs and flows of my daily energy cycle, many days don't. On those days, the more I adapt what I'm working on to mesh with my energy levels, the more productive I become. Managing your time becomes important only after you define what you want to accomplish and understand how much energy and focus you have throughout the day. By the way, just as your energy levels fluctuate over the course of the day, so does how much attention you have. While I found that how well you can focus rises and falls in tandem with your energy, there are also periods of the day when you have more or less attention to dedicate to your work, such as when fewer people are in the office, or when you find you aren't interrupted or distracted by a deluge of meetings and phone calls. It's worth being mindful of how much attention you have throughout the day, particularly if it fluctuates quite a bit, if you have kids at home, or if you have team projects at work. The perfect amount of structure. In the productivity project, I had control not only over how long I would work every week, but also over how I structured each day. Unlike the more rigid 9-to-5 jobs I worked, in the project, I was free to schedule my days however I wanted, as well as experiment with how the structure made me more or less productive. As with the number of hours you work, there is a zone where your day has the perfect balance of structure and free time, where you have enough structure to guide you to being productive, but not so much structure that your day feels rigid and out of your control. According to Paul Graham, who co-founded the venture capital firm Y Combinator, people in the knowledge economy have two types of schedules, a maker's schedule and a manager's schedule. As Paul put it in an article on his blog, quote, "The manager's schedule is for bosses. It's embodied in the traditional appointment book, with each day cut into one-hour intervals. You can block off several hours for a single task if you need to, but by default, you change what you're doing every hour." End quote. The manager's schedule is mostly made up of meetings, appointments, calls, and email. But if you're a maker, the opposite is true. Your days are naturally far less structured because you don't have people or projects to manage. Asking yourself whether you're a maker or manager will show you your baseline, that is, the amount of structure that you should come to expect based on the nature of your job. You may fall somewhere in between. During my project, I both created a lot of content and had a lot of meetings, so I kept a maker's schedule in the morning and scheduled all my meetings and interviews in the afternoon around my biological prime time. Knowing where you sit will help you discover how essential time management is in your work and how much structure you should expect to have each day. Regardless of whether you're a maker or manager, some structure is essential. Structure helps you accommodate for your BPT, guides you to work on what you intend to accomplish, and helps you nurture your attention and your energy so you can run on a full tank throughout the day. But beyond accounting for your prime time, intentions, and nature of your job, any additional structure will tend to make your day more rigid and will make you feel less in control of your day. And the more structure you have, the more difficult it becomes to adapt to how you work throughout the day. The same holds true for structuring your downtime and weekends. It might sound counterintuitive and not very fun to structure your time away from work, but research says that doing so makes you more focused, creative, active, motivated, happy, involved in what you're doing, and a lot more likely to achieve flow, that magical state where time seems to pass so quickly, it's as if it doesn't exist at all. I don't believe in strictly structuring work or free time. Where's the fun in that? But some structure is helpful. For example, during my project, I discovered that I always had more energy when I sat down and created a rough schedule of how I was going to spend my time over the weekend, even if that included scheduling time for putting my feet up and doing nothing at all. The Working in Prime Time Challenge. Time required, 5 minutes. Energy and focus required, 4 out of 10. Value, 8 out of 10. Fun, 7 out of 10. What you'll get out of it? You'll get your highest impact and most important daily tasks done more efficiently because you'll work on them when you actually have the most energy instead of when they become urgent or feel more important. One of the most powerful ways I've found to get more done in less time in my year of experimentation has been to manage my time as little as possible and strategically work on tasks when I have the most energy and focus, both of which rise and fall in tandem with each other over the course of the day. Planning out how you'll work only takes 5 minutes of planning at the start of the day, but you'll make that time back tenfold. Tomorrow, try letting your biological prime time and energy levels dictate what you work on. I've personally disabled the clock on my computer. My calendar notifies me when it's time to switch modes before meetings start so I can prep for them, and I always review my day when I plan out what I want to accomplish. Here are a few extra pointers that you may find helpful. During your BPT, schedule time in your calendar to work on your 3 most important tasks, particularly the ones that require the most energy and focus. Be defensive of your BPT. That time is yours to use to be crazy productive. Block off your BPT in your calendar so no one books you during that time, to remind yourself when it's time to hunker down, and to keep that time open for the high-impact tasks and projects that will come your way. Adapt on the fly. While your BPT shows you how your energy levels fluctuate over the average day, You're bound to have some days that are outliers too. Days when you have higher or lower amounts of energy. Run with it. Don't be afraid to shake up what you're working on when you find yourself having more or less energy than usual. If you're on a maker's schedule, chunk your meetings and appointments together so when you switch gears, you can tackle them all at once. Your productivity per hour will not be consistent. It hinges on how much energy and attention you have. Just as not all tasks are created equal, not all hours of the day are created equal. Some time management is inevitable, but you'll accomplish a lot more when you work on your most meaningful tasks when you have the most energy, not when you have the most time. Your prime time is sacred. Use it wisely.